With me in the studio is Julie Cohen-Theobald, who is Executive Director of Educational Theater Association, which is based here in Cincinnati. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you very much.
Tell us about the Educational Theater Association.
Well, we have been around since 1929, and we're a national nonprofit organization that supports theater in schools. So we work across the country, and we do things for students and teachers that go beyond the scope of what a school would do. And we also advocate in the public eye the importance of theater and access to theater in every school.
Is this all levels of public school, like from kindergarten on up, or there's middle school, high school?
Our core is high school. Our programs, like the International Thespian Society, are in 20% of high schools. We also are growing in middle school. And we have some members that are elementary school teachers, but that's an area of growth for the future.
And this is Theater in Schools Month, which is March. So tell us about some of the activities that might be going on in the area.
Great. Well, March is Theater in Our Schools Month, and it's a campaign to raise awareness of the value of theater education and advocate for the importance of putting theater in every school. So we're really encouraging this to be celebrated at a grassroots level. We do some advocacy at a national level. For example, we're going to Washington, D.C. for Arts Advocacy Day in a couple weeks. But most education decisions are made at the state level or the local school board. So we give tools to students and teachers to share facts about theater education and what it can do. And we encourage students especially to speak up, to share their story, to meet with their school board, have events in the community so that they can broadcast how important it is. We also have a celebrity spokesperson, which this year is Kevin Klein. And so Kevin has recorded 5 PSA videos for us, and we're releasing those 1 a week. And he's talking about, from his perspective, why theater is so important in society.
So does your organization help with the funding? Is there funding that is needed at the local level to make these programs happen?
We do some of that. We have a new program called Jumpstart Theater, which is going into middle schools that have no theater at all, low-income schools, and we're giving them the funding, but more importantly, the training, so that they can start up a theater program within the school and sustain it beyond our involvement.
So do you help find a location in the school for kids, or are these programs that are done in the classrooms and you don't need a dedicated theater for them to work in?
Some schools work out of a cafeteria, some schools in the classroom. It really just depends on the facilities they have. We've gone to some schools like Gamble in Cincinnati that had a beautiful theater that wasn't being used just because they didn't have the funding or didn't have the training to get a theater program started. So they're one of the schools in our Jumpstart Theater program in their second year, and now that theater is being used for musical productions.
What other schools are you working on this year?
So we're now in our second, going into our third year of the program. The first year, we had 3 schools, which were Gamble that I mentioned, Holmes in Covington, Kentucky, and Finneytown Middle School. And then in the second year, we added 3 more schools, Dater, Aiken, which are both CPS. And then we added a school called Felicity Franklin, which is a rural school. It's really interesting because they're an hour away from the nearest theater. So these kids probably haven't even been to a theater, let alone actually performed. And then we are just announcing right now, adding 3 more schools for the upcoming school year, which are very interesting. We have Clark Montessori, we have Roberts, and we have Euler. And Roberts is really interesting because it's got a high percentage of English language learners, and they're interested in using theater to help teach English. And Euler is very interesting. It's in Lower Price Hill, and that school is really become more of a community center, having a health clinic, an eye clinic, mentoring for graduates to help them get jobs. So now this theater program will be brand new as part of that model.
And when you say you help the teachers or help the schools with these programs, what kind of help? Do you have professional actors who come in? Who helps train the teachers or the people who work with the kids?
We're actually partnering with 2 companies in New York City. We have Music Theater International, which is one of the largest licensing companies of musicals, and they're donating the materials to do a junior musical. For example, Annie Jr., which is the 1-hour version of Annie, and it's simpler for middle school. And then a company called iTheatrics is doing the professional development for the teachers. And it's 2 different aspects. We have what we call the boot camps. We have 3-day-long boot camps throughout the school year where they learn basic techniques. They learn technical theater, and then they learn how to deal with obstacles. And then we have a mentor, and our mentor here in Cincinnati is Deanne Brill. who's from CCM and has worked with a lot of schools and professional theaters in Cincinnati. And she visits each school once a week and works with those teachers to help plan the rehearsals, observe, and coach them. But the thing that's really important is that Deanne is not directing the students. Deanne is there to coach the teacher. Because the whole goal of this is that when we finish our 3 years, the school knows what they're doing and they can sustain it on their own.
So you help each school just for 3 years?
3 straight years, yes.
And when the teachers are working with the children, is there a play presented to parents and friends?
Yes, it's a requirement that they do a junior musical, and we give them a limited selection in shows that we think that they'll be successful doing. For example, Annie Jr. or Once on This Island Jr., or there's a few schools this year doing Schoolhouse Rock, which is great for educational purposes. So they work all school year to produce that one musical in the spring. This year, our shows, many of them are in March. And then after the production in the school, which they need to do 2 performances, one for the community and one for the students during the school day, then we have a showcase in May, which is going to be at the Jarson Kaplan at the Arnoff. And at that event, all the schools come together. They perform 1 or 2 musical numbers on a big stage in front of the community with all of our stakeholders there. And that just gives them another milestone to work toward and another accomplishment. And they also then get to integrate with the students from all the other schools and meet them and have a great experience.
Okay. And also, what is the importance of the arts in schools?
The arts teaches so many skills. And I think what's important for me is it's not just for students who go into the professional theater and become actors. It's really about the life skills that it teaches. I think on a very basic level, things like building confidence and self-esteem, being able to be comfortable public speaking in front of a group, those are skills that every adult needs to have. And then just some of the aspects of collaboration, like working with a team to have such an important goal, like producing a show where there's so much accountability and discipline, and then having that accomplishment together. There's also been a lot of research about the way that the arts can teach critical thinking, creativity. So some of these hard skills and soft skills that make students successful in their life.
Well, it sounds like a great program, and it's wonderful that it's based here in Cincinnati. That's the Educational Theater Association.
Thank you. And actually, one interesting thing is we're using Cincinnati in our backyard as a pilot program, and we're now in discussions with other cities. I was just on a trip to California meeting with a few other partners out there. The idea is that once we create the successful model, we're going to expand it through our network.
I think it's a wonderful gift to the students here in Cincinnati.
Thank you. And Cincinnati is such a supportive arts community. All of the funding for this program has come from grants and donations. And we've just been very successful because there's so much support for the arts in the city.
Well, thanks for coming in tonight.
You're welcome.
I've been speaking with Julie Cohen Theobald, who is Executive Director of the Educational Theater Association. You'll find a link to it and the performance at the Aronoff Center at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.
Electricity, electricity.
Benjamin Franklin flying his kite,
searching for
electricity, electricity.
He knew that it had something to do with a light. They call it
electricity, electricity.